to West Michigan. That's where crews are trying to figure out what caused the release of slightly radioactive water from the Palisades nuclear power plant in southwest Michigan. This plant was shut down a little over a week ago because of that leak. And crews say they have discovered a new crack in a water tank that's been leaking on and off for the past 2 years. Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter Lindsay Smith joins us now. Welcome, Lindsay.
Thanks.
So here we are. We're talking about Palisades again. We had West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton and a nuclear regulatory commissioner touring the plant yesterday. So what do you hear is the latest?
Well, the latest is they're working to figure out what the actual problem is. They have identified one crack that is new. It's about, Fred Upton described it as about a half an inch long and as wide as his thumbnail. And this is in one of the nozzles that's in the tank that lets the water come out under normal circumstances. So, but they're not sure that that's the only problem, and they are still investigating, essentially.
So to the average person listening to this, you hear that radioactive water is leaking from this power plant into a pond that flows into Lake Michigan. It sounds pretty scary. Can you put this into context for us, just how dangerous was this?
Yeah, I mean, this definitely grabbed a lot of attention, but it really isn't that bad. You know, regulators have said time and time again that there is no risk to public safety. When it first happened, they didn't know exactly how radioactive the water is. They've come out with a figure since then that puts it at less than 1/50,000th of the federal limit for an entire year for exposure to radiation from a nuclear power plant. Now, I should say, you know, you get exposed to radiation from the sun, from all kinds of things on a daily basis. And all nuclear plants have these planned releases of radioactive water or gases. And those are allowed. They're only allowed to have so much per year. So this will come out of their total allotted amount of radioactive water that they can release in a year.
Now, this is not the first time, Lindsay, we've had you on. As I was saying at the top of this interview, we've been talking about what's happening at Palisades. It's had numerous shutdowns. In fact, if I'm right, 9 since 2011. And the plant shut down about a year ago to fix this same tank. So what's one to make from all of this?
Well, I mean, certainly Palisades has had some problems. They were on the list of one of the worst performing plants as far as safety rating goes in the country until last December. They upgraded the safety rating that the regulators did. They have put aside special resources for the plant, even though they have upgraded the safety rating. But, you know, it is kind of concerning. I mean, certainly I have been on this as far as they have tried to fix this tank before. They were under the impression that these nozzles that they've got these cracks in now, we're not going to get new cracks in them. The NRC says, you know, they've got inspectors on site, people that specialize in this kind of thing. But they had these specialists on site last time, last June, when they shut down the plant to fix the same tank. So, you know, when I tried to press them a little bit more on this on Monday, you know, how can we kind of, you know, I mean, you're going through the same thing. They really don't have anything else besides their line of, we will continue to monitor the plant and make sure that it's operating safely. So, yes, they still have their eye on it. But they've had their eye on it, so I don't know if it means that they can prevent this kind of thing in the future or not.
And what are you hearing from the people who have to live around the Palisades plant? What are they saying to you?
Well, they, you know, residents sort of know this drill, I think, by now. There's plenty who are not happy about the plant's performance. There was a pretty small protest, I would say, yesterday, about a dozen people. And they, I would say, they're happy to see Fred Upton bring some attention to the plant, although I have heard some people who say it's kind of a, you know, he has no choice, that it's bad PR at this point if he doesn't, you know, reach out and say, hey, I'm on top of this. So, I mean, residents know they've been dealing with this. They get kind of frustrated because it's, you know, like you said, it's sort of over and over and over again.
As you say, they know the drill all too well. So where we're standing right now, the Palisades plant is closed. They're not really sure why there's a crack and what else is going on. So any clue, any idea when the plant will restart again?
No. Short answer is no. They usually won't say anyway, because the company doesn't, they consider it kind of private information. But they, at the press conference that they had this week, they didn't say that they would be done with their investigation this week, even. They had hoped to, but once they get investigation done, they're still going to have to figure out what is the best solution. And then putting that solution in place could take, I mean, the last time this tank was leaking, it was shut down for a month. So it could be shut down for a month. It could be shut down for longer.
Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter Lindsay Smith keeping an ever watchful eye on the Palisades nuclear power plant. Good talking with you, Lindsay. Thank you.
Thank you.